Do you have a community that supports your values, what your family represents? Maybe a community where your children can thrive, where they can present new ideas without being laughed at, mocked, ridiculed. A community where your children feel safe just to be themselves, to explore, to be adventurous. Well, if you don't have a community, I want to talk about what you can do to build your own, because your kids need that and your families need that. Hi, I'm Connie Albers, and you are listening to Equipped to Be. You know, I am asked this a lot, especially as my kids have children and they're looking to build community. Since 2020, our communities have really changed. They have fallen apart over ideologies, beliefs, you name it, it's caused strife and division. But we still need communities. We are designed for and defined by our relationships. And that goes with our kids as well. And parents often ask me how we raised our children. And I think it is of importance because I knew where we were going. And so my first question to you is, do you know where you're going as a family? Do you know what relationships you want to have with your children when you've turned the tassel and they've moved on, they've moved out, and they've gone on with life, maybe even gotten married? Well, if you don't know where you're going, how will you ever know to get there? And if you don't know where you're going, what you want, what you see, then it's going to be very difficult for you to build something. And like I said, communities have changed. I've listened to mom after mom after mom talk about how because they didn't agree with someone over anything, it could be anything, then they're cut off. Their kids are, they stop inviting the kids over for play dates. They stop inviting the kids over for birthday parties. And do I think that's wrong? Yes, I absolutely think it's wrong, but it happens. And I'm going to be frank with you. It happened before 2020. It's always happened. I want to tell you, there will be certain friends, certain families that will go the distance with you, meaning you'll meet perhaps when you're starting your family off, when you start homeschooling, when your kids start to go to school, and they'll just kind of be in your lives. And that bond of friendship of I'm accepting you the way you are, and we're not going to think alike, we're not going to do everything just like the other, that isn't what I'm talking about. But there will be people who accept you and support you in what you're doing, because they care about you. They care about the friendship. And they know you're aiming towards the same direction. And that can be a variety of matters that are important to you. It could be, you know, you get around a group that is very academic focused or is very relational focused. Maybe they're focused on church activities, teaching their children to love the Lord, teaching the children scripture, teaching their kids character qualities, teaching the children to be respectful and not steal or lie or cheat, teaching their children characteristics that are important that you want to see in your kids when they're 18, 19, 20, and beyond. I mean, it's going to be the core of who they are, the core values of who you are. And I want to share something. Many years ago, when my mother-in-law passed away, I found one of her diaries and I was reading it. And in it, it was something. Now, this was, oh my goodness, at least 60 years old. She was in her high college years. And she would probably be about 85, 86 now if she were still alive. But I stumbled across this, and in it, I thought this wasn't a magazine article. It was just her thoughts and notes on friendships. And some of the points that she made was, you're going to have some friends that are part of your community for a season. Maybe your kids are playing the same sports together. Maybe you're going to the same church. Maybe your kids are in the same grade at school, music lessons, dance lessons. Maybe you live next to each other and your friendship is built around that commonality. This is what we do, and we're always showing up the same place. So we build a friendship. It is a true friendship, but it may not be a lasting, enduring friendship. So she talked about the friends that are there for a season. And then she talked about the friends that you have and the friends that your kids have that they're just fun. They make you laugh. You can get together with them and cut up and tell jokes and nothing's really serious. You know, you can talk about some deep issues, but you don't do it very often. It's more the friend that you'll get together with to do an activity, go have lunch, go have dinner, maybe even go on a vacation with your families. But they're just people that are fun. They make you laugh and you make them laugh. And there's a good synergy there. Then there are other types of friends that are more than just they make you laugh or they're there for a season. There are friends who, the ones you can cry with. You know, something's happened and maybe the dog passed away or had to be put down or, you know, a surgery, unexpected surgery happened or a financial, financial pitfall where somebody loses a job or you have an issue that happened, you know, like in Florida here where I am, we have hurricanes. And oftentimes people will show up when we have a hurricane because, well, we tend to have a lot of damage where we live. And people will show up to help. They'll bring food. They'll bring ice water. They'll bring, you know, chainsaws. They'll bring whatever to kind of help us dig out. You'll have those kind of friends, the friends that will be part of your life and they serve you. They look after you. They check in on you. They'll say, hey, let's take the kids and go do a field trip. Let's get together and do some crafts. Then those friends will be there. They could be on the peripheral for years and years, but maybe not the enduring time of your life, or maybe not your child's entire childhood. So, you know, you have friends that you cry with, friends that you laugh with, friends that you have common interest in. And then you have friends that will really show up and lean in on hard things, not just a temporary, hey, I like you, we're like-minded, but it's gone deeper than that. You will have a few of those. Some of those, even that you are really close with, are not enduring, long-lasting friendships. They will be very, you'll be very engaged and active with them, with their kids. Your families may get together and go on vacations, go on cruises, hiking, the beach, whatever it is, could be going to museums, could be being involved with all sorts of activities. You know, maybe it's, you know, politics or English or, you know, something that is interesting to your family. Because remember, I talked about community. And so they're there. You know, they may not even be into it, but they're there because there is a friendship. And they see the friendship between your children and their children. And even though they may not completely agree with, like, the way you do things, overall, they agree with what you're doing, with the goals that you've set. Like, we wanted to have a close relationship with our kids, one that was built on unconditional love, built on biblical values, one that was built on mutual respect and serving. That when somebody falls in our family, meaning not literally, but figuratively, they're down on their luck, and that does happen. The older your kids get, the more issues arise in their life. And I want you to think about this. If you've got young children, it's hard for you to think about what their life will look like in the teen years, which is why I wrote Parenting Beyond the Rules, because things change. As your children grow and adjust, your needs change, your families change, your ideals, your values. Those may not change, but the way you're doing things changes. So those friends that are there because they're trying to grow an enduring, long-lasting friendship, either for the sake of their kids or for the sake of their friendship with you. Now, you will have friendships that your kids don't get along. They're not besties. But you and that mother, you and that dad, you get along. You enjoy each other's company. That's okay to have. But the challenge will be, you're not going to have a whole lot of time, especially if you're in the trenches of raising kids. You just don't have the time to pursue those. But those kinds of friends that I'm talking about, that they are your friend, not collectively a family friend where your kids are like, oh, yay, so-and-so's coming over. We're going to go see so-and-so's family. It'll be like, oh, okay, we're going to go over there. And you're going to be telling your kids, be nice, play well. This is mommy's time. You know, mom's going to visit with, you know, your friend. But those are the kinds of friends that have the potential to last well beyond the parenting season. Those will also be the friends that may be there in your some of your toughest times, but as your family's needs grow and change, or maybe you move, they move, you won't get to see them as much. But when you do get to see each other, or when you do have a conversation via phone, FaceTime, whatever, you know, there's a million ways to communicate these days, slight exaggeration, but when you do that, you can pick right back up. You don't have to be daily involved in every detail of your day. They don't need to know, oh, the washer broke, or the recipe that I was making failed, or the job that I was doing isn't treating me right. I mean, they're not in the day-to-day activities of life, but when something happens, they're the first ones to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, how you doing? Can I do anything for you? Can I come sit with you? Or they just call to check in occasionally. Hey, you were on my mind, and I just want to pray for you. There isn't a day that I'm not texting somebody in the morning that has been impactful in my life along the way. When I wake up in the morning and I'm having my quiet time, certain people will come to mind. Not the same people, not every day. It's not like I have a list. I do have a list of things I'm praying for, but those are usually for my family or a specific prayer request. But just this person will come to mind. Somebody I was very involved with along my journey of parenting or life. Maybe it was in business and work, and maybe it was in home education. Maybe it was in other things that we did with sports and stuff. But they'll just say, hey, you came to mind this morning. I've missed you. Just wanted to let you know I was praying for you. Is everything okay? And you feel comfortable calling them and saying, your timing was perfect. Yes, these struggles are going on, and I'd really love for you to pray about this. And you actually know, you can tell them. And it's not going straight to the gossip, you know, the grapevine. It's going straight to the Lord, because they will pray for you specifically for that. And if you don't follow back up in, you know, a day or two, they're not thinking, oh, well, they don't really care about me. No, there's an understanding that happens of, well, you know what? They're busy. I know they prayed. And at the right moment, you know, when we our paths cross, however God works that out, we'll pick right back up. And sure enough, I have those conversations all the time. Somebody will send me a message and ask me to pray for something, one of their kids, their marriage, you know, a job decision, their teenagers, a lot of them with teenagers. How do I deal with this? And I'll pray. And I don't follow back up. Hey, how are things going? Why? Because if things changed for the worse, they would let me know. And they just need to know that I'm praying for them. And sure enough, a month, 2 months, whatever will pass. And when we do get a chance to talk, I'll say, hey, how did that end up resolving? Oh, yeah, this is what ended up happening. You know, God opened all these doors. There is that kind of a friendship. It has nothing to do necessarily with the relationship between your kids and their kids. It's a woman to woman, a friend-to-friend, mom-to-mom relationship. So we've mentioned several already. And then as time goes, and the ones that are seasonal kind of check in, check out, move on, don't think that you've done something wrong. Now, if you have, of course, think about it, but don't dwell on the fact that, oh, we used to be such good friends. I don't know what happened. Sometimes it's just plain old life happens. And that person was never meant to be a longtime friend. God did not put them in your life to go the distance. They were there on a leg of your journey, on a loop around the track, so to speak, a mile into your marathon. But as you go and grow, you will have friends, very few, where your kids and their kids will actually have relationships. Out of all the years of parenting 5 children and doing every imaginable kinds of all sorts of activities, all sorts of sports and music and camping and beach trips and family vacations with other families, et cetera, there are a few families that are families, are part of their families. They're considered as close as their own blood family. We will be at all of their weddings. We will also be there, God forbid, when that day happens, when one of them passes. We will be there for the baby showers and the bridal showers and the wedding announcement. We'll be there for all of that, the whole family. That will be a limited number of people. And as God moves you away or moves them away, I really want you to understand that's not a bad thing. You might be sad. I mean, there've been many people that I would love to continue to do life with, but our lives didn't warrant that. It just, the way our paths went, the nature of having so many children, you know, for those of you that are new to the podcast, you know, I have 5 children, 3 are married. We have 2 grandbabies with 2 more going to be here anytime. So in a matter of 2 years, we will have 4 grandbabies, 2 and under. And that takes a lot of my time. Plus, I run the podcast here for you, here at Equipped to Be. And by the way, if you are new to the show, would you please make sure that you download every episode? I've recently learned algorithms, and that's a technical thing that I was not very familiar with, although I know a lot about technology. I came to realize that if you don't download the show, they don't count. And when you're trying to rank in podcasts and they put out your show to more people, you really need that. So make sure that you download the episodes and save them for later. It helps with our ratings with, you know, the big World Wide Web. And also share it with a friend. The more you tell people, that's how we do it. If you've noticed, my show isn't interrupted by sponsors and advertisements. Our listeners are based on you telling other people. I love word of mouth advertising. If you're blessed and benefit from Equipped to Be, tell others. Make sure you download. And if you haven't, would you please leave a 5-star rating and a review? Boy, that makes all the difference. And you can actually use the same review on every platform. So that helps. But those friends that I have lamented over that we're not able to get together as much anymore, it's a beautiful sadness, really kind of like a thank you, Lord, for giving me for that friend in that season of my life. But as my years have continued on, the kids are grown, kids are out of the house, they're married. I watch the grandbabies all the time. You know, it's the joy of my life. I believe teacher children and children's children. I've taught my children. There is another phase of life. We never stop teaching our children. We never stop parenting. We just change in our parenting. So as those needs change, your availability is going to change. I don't have time to go play pickleball. I don't have time to get involved with golf or tennis or, you know, anything I would say fun. I mean, I do fun, but it's usually very family-centric, and that's what we've chosen. Our vacations are usually around our families, because we have a big one. So we'll go on vacations with some of them, do overnight getaways. But back to my story of friendships. Over the years, they'll drop off, they'll move on. They'll move out of your life. There'll still be a special bond. As I started the show, I talked about building a community where your children can thrive. That is so key. Because your children will learn how to be a friend by watching you engage with others. Not just people at the grocery store, but friends. And when you build a community of like-mindedness, that means people that hold your values, people that have the beliefs you have. Like for us, it was inerrancy of scripture. You know, we believe in the Bible, we follow the Lord, and we wanted our children to know a difference between a religion and a relationship. And there is a difference. A lot of people know all about God, or they think they do, but they really don't know that there's a personal relationship you can have with them. So our friends were people that were like that too. They were trying to teach their children truths about the Lord. And that takes time. And you've got to surround yourself with those people. So those people that are having the same values and mindsets and goals as you have of being a family-centric family, where you're going to do life together, they're going to see, oh, you were once really good friends, and now you're not. Why, Mom? Well, our seasons changed. Our needs changed. The needs of their kids changed, or ours. And we don't have time like we used to. But as I was saying, and as we wrap up this show, all those friendships matter throughout your life. All those friendships help your children learn how to be a friend, how to serve a friend, how to show up for a friend, how to overlook imperfections, how to have grace, how to forgive. Your kids are learning that, and you are actually preparing them to develop their own friendships when they become adults and they're out on their own, because they'll think back on the myriad of people that were in your lives. We used to have Thanksgivings of 20, 30 people, friends, I bring your family. It was like more the merrier. We don't do that now because our families are so big that makes 24 people just with our, you know, just like with our family. But they rethink back on that. They think back on the hospitality you showed, on the community, on the beliefs and the values that they held in high esteem, the way that they treated each other, the respect, the fun, the family, the faith, and that they carry on into their adult life. So as I was talking about building a community, you cannot be afraid to start your own. Many times I would have to start a community because I just frankly couldn't find one. We were an anomaly. We really believe not that our kids were our entire lives, but God gives you your kids. He said, they're a gift. They're a blessing. Yes, you do other things, but we wanted to build a community of other families that had the same mindset that we had that, you know, we want to do life with our kids. We don't just want to see them on the holiday. We want to do life, daily life. And maybe that's important to you too. Whatever the values that you have in raising your family, you need a community of like-minded families. And the reason that is important is because they don't sabotage your own parenting. They don't sabotage the beliefs that you hold, the way that you're trying to teach your children. If you do not allow your kids to have meltdowns, you like, no, that's just not acceptable. We handle our emotions differently. And they let their children have full-fledged temper tantrums all over the place. That might be a struggle because your kids are getting a mixed message. Well, why do they do it and we don't? Well, those are the idiosyncrasies. Those are the fine details of friendship that you have to work out. I do not agree in any way of formulaic parenting or formulaic friendship. Your family is unique. You have your values based on the convictions that you have, what God has taught you, where you are, the things you're bringing from your childhood into your parenting, the things you're letting go of. Those are unique to you. Your friends are not going to be cookie cutters of yours. Your kids' friends aren't going to be cookie cutters of them, but they will have the overall characteristics. Family is important. The Lord is important. The mindset of we're going to drop everything if a family is in need to the best of our ability. When you do that, and as I wrap up this episode of Equipped to Be, over time, through many trials, maybe distance, maybe a move, maybe a season of separation because your kids just didn't click, but you still had this relationship, this fondness, this friendship with this like this other mom. God brings those back. When everything you do isn't centered around play dates and, you know, park days, God brings some of those back. And they're the ones that will know your story. Those are the friends. And it takes time, sometimes decades, for that type and that level of trust and non-judgment, acceptance and support to happen. Ask the Lord to give you a friend or two like that. You will not have more than a handful that's going to go the difference, the distance with you. You'll have more than a handful that may be the ones you have fun with and you go on vacations with, and those are always going to be great and fun. But when the rubber meets the road, those are the ones that'll show up and enter in. That's the stuff that comes over the course of time. That's the stuff that helps your children listen to your voice. They're not pulled away from you by the ideologies of others who are constantly in direct conflict from you. It's the way that they see this is how we build a community. This is how we say goodbye to friends that we no longer have the ability to do life together for various reasons. And these are the ones that we're going to go on with. So like I shared with you, when I read my mother-in-law's journal, there's friends that'll come in for a season. There's friends that are going to come in that you're going to have fun with. They're friends that you're going to be able to cry with because they're full of mercy and compassion and empathy and understanding. There's friends that you're going to do a lot of years with, maybe 10, maybe all your kids' childhood, but then you'll veer off and go your own ways. And then if God is so gracious, you will have a couple of friends who truly know you, the good, the bad, the ugly, and your kids will have witnessed that it is possible. Your kids will learn to look to you. They will come back and ask you, how did you keep that friendship going when this happens? It's a beautiful dynamic. We have to protect our children and we have to show them. And by showing, we do. So When you're raising your kids, make sure you point out the differences. And as you're raising them to protect them and you build your community, be careful about how you build your community, because you don't want to undermine the very thing you're trying to build in your family in order to have a friendship. There's some friendships you just have to let go. Not bad, not mean. You just have to move in a different direction because it's undermining the very core of what you're trying to build into your family. So I hope this has been an important episode for you. It's one that I'm sharing from decades long. I have the beauty and the benefit of being able to say, yes, decades have gone into building some friendships. And I am better for them. And you will be too. And so will your children. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Equipped to Be, and we'll see you next time. Well, that wraps up this episode of Equipped to Be. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with a friend or family member and hit subscribe so you don't miss a show. And thank you again for joining me. Remember that we are equipped for every season of life.